Tanya Zaveri. Welcome back to The Story of You. This is a platform where young entrepreneurs get to share their journey with the world. My aim is to reach out to other kids and let them know that they can accomplish what they set their minds, no matter the age. Today on the show, we have Ira Lodha. Welcome, Ira.
Hi, my name is Ira Lodha. I am 13 years old and I've just started a brand called High Five.
Hi-Fi is a brand that helps women on their menstrual cycles by giving them nutrition and mood enhancers through granola. So, Arya, can you tell me a little about your background, hobbies, and what you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah, sure. So, I've loved doing music for a really long time, and I also obviously love being an entrepreneur. And since I just launched my brand High Five, it's also kind of become a hobby of mine at the same time. When I grew up, I think obviously I'd love to be an entrepreneur, but I think other such things, maybe things involving the field of music, or maybe even being a lawyer.
Wow, that's really nice. I don't know, but a lawyer is like a lot of, I feel, responsibility for some reason.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
and it is. So how did you manage to combine a problem others face into a business idea?
Okay, so obviously in India, there are lots of stereotypes that surround menstrual cycles in the first place. Like lots of women can't go into kitchens or temples. And I thought to myself, like, why does this happen? So I joined a course called the YEA, the Young Entrepreneurs Academy. And with them, I launched my brand, High Five.
That is incredible because, you know, something that's happening in our country and you actually expanded on that and you gave us something that, I don't know, the market has never had probably. So what are the challenges you faced during this long road creating High Five?
Yeah, so I think some challenges that obviously the topic of menstrual cycles is not that well accepted and it's a bit of a taboo topic. So obviously that was quite a big challenge because I was scared of how the audience of people would receive a brand about surrounding completely this topic. But I think the reaction that I've had from the audience was quite unexpected. I think everybody was really supportive of the product, which was great.
I feel that's actually all you need, because when you have support, I feel you can do anything. And, you know, I feel you need the support because that's what actually holds you up, even in the tough times.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how are you planning to expand High Five as a brand?
So definitely, I think, launch more products other than granola as well, which is what we're currently doing. And apart from that, maybe add more flavors to the granolas and collaborate with other such brands who also target the same audience.
That's amazing, like your so learnings you've had in this journey of building High Five that actually helped you in your personal journey or your personal life.
Yeah, so definitely, I think when I did this with the YEA, the Young Entrepreneurs Academy, at the end, we had a proper like a pitch kind of where we pitched to actual investors. And we had to like present our whole product and kind of like a real investor panel. And out of like, I'd say about 30 to 35 brands, three brands actually received funding for their products. So High Five was one of those brands, and that was honestly great. So that also boosted up my confidence a lot, and I think that helped me in a personal journey as well, just getting a lot more confidence because of the brand.
Wow, you got funding. That is incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what's like the business plan? Have you thought of that?
Yeah, so I think obviously marketing is a very big thing, and just to reach more people of the target audience, just more women all around. And right now the products are available all across India. So I think I want to expand them maybe worldwide eventually. So yeah.
Yeah, so you want to make them global.
Yeah, kind of.
So there are so many feminine and wellness brands that are emerging every single day. So what's your advantage?
So honestly, I don't think there needs to be an advantage in the first place because all of these brands, all of them are helping women get through any struggles that they may have in the first place. So I think just having more brands is even better because that's currently what we need and it would just help more women. So I don't even think there's an advantage, but if there had to be one, I think it's obviously trying to combat stereotypes, high five, through food and granola. The brand is also vegan, gluten-free, oil-free, and free of all artificial sugars. So yeah, I think it's also very healthy.
How did you do that?
Yeah, so we sat down with lots of doctors and nutritionists and chefs too until we came up with the proper formulas that help women during their menstrual cycles.
That must have taken too much time.
Yeah.
So, what are the sacrifices you made to get Hi Fi where it is? Were there any birthday parties you missed, sleepovers?
So, Hi5 launched in the lockdown itself, right? So obviously, that could have been hard. I think there was like, especially when it started, like during the weekends, like I was physically packaging the orders all on myself, and yeah, that took up some time. But honestly, I wouldn't say I had to make too many sacrifices because it's something that I really enjoy to do still, and I've received so much support for it, so it was just really worth it. So I wouldn't say too many sacrifices, but.
So
But
you actually packaged the
yeah,
one.
exactly. Yeah.
That's just really nice. So, do you have any mentors that you connect? And do you think it's important to have mentors who guide you where to go?
Yeah, absolutely. So from the YEA again, the Young Entrepreneurs Academy, I had two mentors there. So that's Sir Atit and Miss Karima, and I'm still in touch with them. And I'm really grateful for the whole YEA team because the brand couldn't have launched without them. And obviously, just my parents and all family who've just helped so much with the brand as well.
Yeah, totally. So you actually always have to have someone, just there for you. So I think mentors, obviously, they must have obviously, helped a lot and just given you the right track if you ever fell from the track or anything. And was everyone around supportive as
Absolutely. So obviously, since I'm in an Indian household, I think what you'd expect, like in many Indian households, periods are a big taboo topic. But that literally wasn't the case in, I think, my household. In at least like my generation, like with my not my generation, but like my mom and dad, at least them, because they were fully supportive of the brand, and I think even they wanted to help break those stereotypes surrounding menstrual stigmas too. Yeah.
Wow, so you've got lots and lots of support behind you, behind High Five mainly. And you received a fair amount of press for it. So how did you manage that so other budding entrepreneurs can also try that?
So, of course, I think you need to have some sort of marketing plan. Like, obviously, I don't have that big of a one, but because the brand is currently advertising itself on Instagram. So, I think, yeah, if, like the more you grow and if you're doing something that's really meaningful and like helping lots of people, I think you can have press just automatically come to you and want to work with you if you're doing something that's helping others as well.
Right. I also read on your Instagram page that you're donating half your like whatever the profit of High Five is, you're donating it to.
Into the Hemkund Foundation. So obviously, the situation in India currently, it's getting very bad of COVID. But I want to give back to all the people who've supported us so much, especially during this time. So we were donating 60% of all our profits to the Hemkund Foundation, which helps supply oxygen to people in need during COVID.
So, Ira, what's the price of Hi Fi that?
Yeah, so we have five flavors. So we have the very berry flavor, we have chocolate orange, paleo, rose and fennel, and we have our ginger and date flavor. So these are all like some of them are priced. The price ranges approximately from rupees 450 to 500, depending on the flavor.
Right, I love your flavors, by the way. They're amazing. I'm gonna order that sometime soon. Also, how do you prioritize your work, studies, friendships, etc.?
So I think It's obviously not so easy to like prioritize friendship, studies, work, all of this, but I wanted to balance everything. I didn't want to compensate on schoolwork or just friendships because of the brand or vice versa. But I think just dividing my time equally and just concentrating on each of the things, like having proper focus on whatever I'm doing at the current time, helped a lot.
Yeah, I think focus is something important, but I think you know how, but also how did you say that I'm giving my time to homework right now? So obviously somewhere you're thinking about high five, also you're thinking about something going on in school. So how do you just keep that focus going on and saying, no, I need to finish this before I also go on to the next thing I'm doing?
Yeah, no, I just like, I just to have a mindset that's just really focused and just try not to get distracted. Obviously, it may not be that easy, but just like to keep trying and just divide my time equally and just honestly just try and prioritize what I need to do when I need to do it.
I think, yeah, that's very important because, once you know what you want to do when, it's easier for you and everybody else. Okay, so now we're gonna have answer in one word. It's basically like a rapid fire round. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Your biggest learning from High Five?
Self-confidence.
A brand you admire?
I think Nua. It's a brand that helps women also on their menstrual cycles.
Your icon?
Icon, I think maybe Mother Teresa. She gave back a lot to society.
You would attribute your success to High Five too?
I think YEA a lot and my mom too.
Your favorite food?
Apart from the granolas, I think I love sushi. Yeah.
Why is sushi so famous? Everybody loves sushi. When you want to grow up, you want to be?
An entrepreneur.
Your biggest support?
My mom.
One word that describes the story of you?
Inspirational.
Okay. What does success mean to you?
Happiness.
Your favorite app and how much time do you spend on it?
Instagram. I think it's a place that you can promote the brands a lot and it's a very interactive brand. I think maybe 30 minutes to an hour every day.
Favorite book and one that you recommend?
So I think it's probably the same book. It's Michelle Obama's autobiography. It's really inspirational and yeah.
Wow. What do you think makes this story of you, the story of Ira, unique?
So I think definitely just launching the brand, especially in lockdown, because that was a bit of a challenge. And I think doing it as a child, combating a big stigma, which was, I think, something that really makes my story unique. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Thank you so much, Ira. It was wonderful having you on the show.
Like, thank you so much. If you want to help support or contact the brand, you can shop at www.highfivesnacks.com and on Instagram it's high5_snacks. So
yeah. Thank you so much, Ira.